Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Glad to be saved.
Yes,
glad for that song. It's a true song.
Yes, it is.
It's giving instructions on how to overcome and defeat the enemy.
Yes.
And obtain the blessing. So
Amen.
We're glad about that this morning.
Amen.
As always, I desire your prayers as we look into the Word. The Lord gave me something on as unto the Lord. So if we're going to entitle this message, it's going to be entitled as unto the Lord. And what we're talking about is doing all things unto the Lord. As always, again, I desire your prayers as we look into the Word, because I believe God has something for us to help us and along the way. So I desire your prayers this morning.
Amen.
All right, so as unto the Lord, Ephesians 6:3 will be our text scripture, but we're going to start with a few comments I believe that we need to hear. God wants our hearts. Somebody get Psalms 119:34. God wants our hearts. And so there's a scripture that goes along with that. He wants our best. He doesn't want what is left over. He wants our first fruits, all right? And so he wants our best, all right? He wants our obedience, all right? He doesn't want our own interpretation of obedience, but he wants us to do what he told us to do, all right? And so we don't get to choose what we want to do and what we don't want to do. We don't get to reinterpret what God says and make it to what it is, what we want to do, but we want to do what God wants us to do, and that's where the blessing is, all right? God wants our willingness. Somebody get Isaiah 1:19. Our willingness is very important. The reason why we do something is even more important than what we do. All right, I'll say that again. God deals with us in terms of what's in our hearts, what's in our minds, what condition of our spirits. And so that's what he judges more than what we're capable of doing or even what is that's done. All right, so let's read that first scripture, Psalms 119:34. If you have that for us, go ahead and read it.
Give me understanding,
right?
And I shall keep thy law.
All right.
And I shall observe it with my whole heart.
All right. And so God wants our whole hearts. What we were referring to at the beginning of this discourse is that God wants our whole hearts. All right. He doesn't want a piece of our hearts. He doesn't want most of our hearts, but he wants all of our hearts. A lot of times our lives are not in the way, they're not like they would be or like they should be, is because we have our hearts or our affections in the wrong places. All right. So we start, and anytime we want to get back to what God wants for our lives, anytime we want things to get back into order, then we start there. Where is my heart? What place do I have God in terms of priority in my life? And so God not only wants our hearts, but he wants our whole hearts. He wants our best. He doesn't want our leftovers. The second scripture that we have is Isaiah 1:19. Again, I ask for your prayers. Yeah. Somebody read that for us. It's a familiar scripture.
If ye be willing and obedient,
all right,
ye shall eat the good of the land.
All right, so the second thing we talked about was willingness and obedience. And when we talked about not being able to pick and choose what it is that we want to do, when God tells us to do something, then we have to do all of his will. All right, and we don't get to reinterpret what that is. And so the scripture says, if you be willing and you be obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. What does the next scripture say?
Ephesians 6:30.
No, I'm sorry, then number 20.
Refuse
and rebel, all right?
Be devoured by the sword.
Be devoured by the sword.
But for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So we want to get our lives in order. We want to get the blessings of God. But there's something that God is requiring for us to do, and that is we have to be willing and obedient, all right? And those things go together. If we have one without the other, we're not getting the full blessing. We got to be willing, and we got to be obedient. I know this is a reminder for some. This may be an eye-opener for some. But whatever it is to you, open your hearts and your minds minds to what is the Lord is saying today. Somebody needs this morning. Being willing is important. Being obedient is important. Not reinterpreting what God has told us to do, but doing all of His will be pleasing to God, and we can do things as unto the Lord and be a blessing and be blessed in those ways. All right. It says here God wants truth, and He doesn't want lip service, all right? He wants us to serve Him from the heart. This is what God gave me. Somebody go to Psalms 51 and 6 and read that for us, please. Psalms 51 and 6. We're talking about doing things as unto the Lord, all right? And we're going to get into this a little bit more, but I want us to be thinking about these things that the Lord has already given us, all right?
Behold,
you desire truth in the inward part. In the hidden parts, you're going to make me to know wisdom. You're going to help me to understand. And so truth comes from within, all right? And so if we're going to be willing and we're going to be obedient, if we're going to give Him our whole heart, then we have to be truthful as well, right? If we're not honest with ourselves, why would we be honest with God? And how can we do any of those things that we've already been instructed to do if we don't have a truthful heart? And so we need God to help us to understand what's in our hearts. Sometimes we think we know what's in our hearts, and sometimes we think we're doing the will of the God to the best of our ability, but we haven't given our hearts fully over to God yet. We're not willing, we're not obedient yet, because we're not even truthful with ourselves, and so therefore we're not truthful with God. May God help us this morning. God wants us to make heaven our homes, and the way that we're going to do that is by following His instructions to the T, to the best of our ability. We'll have to be honest with the Lord. We have to be truthful with the Lord, and God will give us the ability to do what it is that He's asking for us to do in a way that is pleasing unto Him. What we have to do is stop worrying about so much what the next person is going to think about what we're doing or what we're not doing, and we have to elevate what God wants us to do over all of these other things. May God help us this morning. May God help us and bless us. There's another scripture very familiar in John 4 and 24, and I'm going to try to say what it says. It says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. All right, and so what God wants is truth from us. He wants willingness. He wants obedience. He wants our hearts. And so the way that we communicate with God is through the Spirit. The way that we show that we love God, that we really believe what He's saying, that we really want to please Him, and that we want to go to heaven and be a blessing not only to others, but want to be blessed by God, is by doing this in the deepest part of our very being, and that is our spirit. I always talk about this, and I've said this before. Our spirits are way more real than anything that we see. All right? You're going to see people for at most 120 years, maybe 130 at the best, but we're all going to go back to the dust. That's what we're going to. And so we have to really have to think about that and let that sink in. What's really important is the spirit of the man. What lives on after these bodies, these shells that are carrying us around, what really matters the most is the spirit of the man. And so God always, when He's dealing with us, He's a spirit, and so He deals with us in the spiritual realm. He wants to know what our spirit is up to, what our heart, what our hearts is, what's our mind, what's in our minds. Do we really love Him? Sometimes we think we get involved in the works of the thing. All right, and the Bible talks about that we're not saved. We're saved by grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. All right, and so what happens is sometimes we're so worried about what the next person thinks of us that we get into the works. We get into the works. We say, look, I'm going to do some good things, and therefore, since I'm doing these good things, then God is pleased with me. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. Do as unto the Lord. All right? And so what we want, I'm not saying that good works are not important. What I'm saying is that what God wants us to do is what's most important. And then having the heart and the mind and the attitude that is right before God as we're doing those things, realizing that I can't do any of these things things unless he helped me to do it anyway. And the glory and the honor belongs to him. I'm less concerned about what the next person might think about me, and I'm more concerned about what he thinks about me. May God help us this morning. May God help us. The enemy has been successful many times in getting us looking at one another. And I'm getting ahead of myself. But I want us to be encouraged this morning. Little as much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown. You can win it if you go in Jesus' name. All right? Worry about what God has for us to do. And then do that to the best of your ability. God is looking down. He's paying attention to what you and I are doing. All right? So we got to deal with God in the spiritual realm first. We got to make sure our hearts and our minds and our very spirits are in tune with God. And then we can go forth and do his will. All right? 1 Samuel 16:7. All right? He's looking out our hearts. And he wants to know what's in it. One of the scriptures in the Bible talks about, search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. All right? And so we need the Lord to help us to do that because we're not very good at that. Why don't I have my glasses on? Side note, let me get these glasses on. All right. Read that scripture for us, please. 1 Samuel 16:7.
But the Lord said unto Samuel,
all right,
look not on his countenance.
All right. All right.
Because I have refused him.
Right.
For the Lord seeth not as man seeth.
Yes.
For man looketh on the outward appearance.
Yes.
But the Lord looketh on the heart.
All right. Amen. So we want to do as unto the Lord, and we want to, if we haven't been already, we want to get our minds dialed in on and in a working in a way that we are more concerned about the inward man and not the outward. Sometimes we can look at somebody and we say they must really be saved, or they must really be this, or they must really be that. That's what the outside is telling you.
Yeah.
All right? That is not very important at all. You understand? If the inside is right, then the outside will be right. God will deal with the inside first, and then he'll get the outside right. But sometimes we can, even as Christians, we can look down on other Christians because we're looking at them on the outward appearance, and we're saying they must not have it. They must not have it. But their hearts are in a better condition than ours because they're not judging us. They're not trying to outdo us. They're just trying to please the Lord. Maybe they don't know what we know. Maybe they haven't got to that part yet. And so we as Christians have to learn to, and when we deal with God, look at ourselves and deal with ourselves and leave the judging up to God.
Yeah.
All right, let's leave the judging up to God and let him help us with what we're dealing with. May God help us. We're more concerned with other people think about us, and so then we start thinking and acting in those ways. I'm coming to church today. I've got all my church clothes on. I've downloaded my church speech today, and so therefore everybody, I'm telling y'all, is this true? Does this happen sometimes? If we're not careful, we can have a mindset that I'm worried about what these other Christians are thinking of me. That's not what's going to matter in the end. The God is not going to call up Sister so-and-so and Brother so-and-so and say, what was Brother Grimes doing? How was he doing when he was he acting right at church? Did he have on his saved clothes and was he talking good? That's not how God is going to do it. See, God is, his relationship is between he and us on a personal basis. He knows us, right? And so what happens is he doesn't need anybody else to vouch for us or not. If it was that way, some of us would be in trouble, wouldn't we? We'd all be in trouble, right? Because somebody got on my nerves, so when he called me, well, Lord, I'll tell you this. Back in 1992, he got on my nerves, and I don't know if he can get in. Aren't we glad that it isn't that way? I know it's comical, but aren't we glad that it isn't that way? He says, I'm a spirit. Worship me in spirit and in truth. Right? And so in other words, when I'm thinking about what I'm going to do, I'm most concerned with how he sees and views me.
Yeah.
All right? Let's read a scripture, very familiar scripture. And I'm so glad that the boys and the girls last Sunday had the play. This was part of the play, and it was brought out real well in the illustration. But this is part of it. Now, I want you all to go with me to Luke 18 and 10, and we're going to read down, I think, maybe through verse number 14 or 15 or something like that. We're going to look at some things in Luke 18 and 10. I want you all to get a hold of some things that the Lord was talking to me about, because I think it's important to know. All right, go ahead and read Luke 18 and 10 if you have it already, and just pause there for me, 18 and 10.
Two men went up into the temple to pray.
All right.
The one a Pharisee and the other a publican.
All right, we're going to pause right there. All right. And I appreciate again what the boys were able to do last week. It brought out really good.
Yeah,
listen, just because something is a good thing doesn't mean that you're doing a good thing.
Right.
Okay, we're going to start out with that. Prayer is good, right?
Yes.
Prayer is good. So if I'm praying, then it must be good, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's good if I'm doing it as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
It's good if my heart is right. It's good if what I'm wanting is what God wants for me and my life. Do you know I can get down and I can have an attitude, Lord, I'm sick and tired of these other people. Will you do something about those people? Is that a good prayer?
No.
Is God going to bless that?
No,
he's not. But I'm praying though. Right? What I'm saying is saints, what I'm saying is we have to let God give us an understanding on what it is that he wants from us in our lives. Okay? I don't care. I mean, it's important. You understand that you grew up in the church. That's good. But that's not going to get you to heaven.
Right.
Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your grandparents, all of them, they had a job to do. Do you know that the way it works is that God gives us people in our sphere of influence, and we have a job to do in terms of responsibility towards those people, but we don't own them people.
Amen.
Even my children, I love my children.
Right.
I want my children to go to heaven. But you know what? They got to make that decision for themselves. My job is to live in a way that they will want to live for God. My job is to show them by precept and example that this is the way, right? That if I don't value God more than these other things, then why would they value God more than these other things? May God help us this morning. And so what's happening is that we have a job to do. We have to set an example. And so we can't go off of solely what our mothers or what our... My mother was a woman of God. I'm not taking anything away from her, but I can't go to heaven on her salvation. I got to get my own salvation. I got to have my own experience with God. May God help us this morning. And so what we want to do is, what we want to understand is, get close to the Lord. Get a good understanding of what he's requiring for you in your life right now today. And then we'll worry about tomorrow. But let's start there. All right? And make sure that what we're doing is not more important than what the condition of our hearts, you see. Because we can always check a box if we need to. Okay, church is on Wednesday. I'll be there Wednesday night, bright and early. Stand up, have a testimony, and go home. Is that for God or is that for me? I want to feel good about myself. And so this is why I'm doing it. May God help us. All right, so he went up and he went to pray. What's the verse number 11 say?
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
All right.
God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are.
I've got it going on.
Extortioners.
These,
adulterers,
all right.
Even as this public.
All right. Read number 12, please.
I give tithes of all that I possess.
All right. So what's this really about? Is this about God?
Yes.
Is this about, is this doing it as unto the Lord? Is his heart in the right place? If I'm reading the same Bible that you're reading, what I'm hearing here in verse number 11 is, let me push these folks down. I'm going to push these other folks down. And then in the next verse, I'm going to push myself up. If you got to push somebody else down to push yourself up, you may have missed it. I'm just going to give you a clue there. You might not be where you need to be with the Lord. May God help us. If I've got to push somebody else down to lift myself, the Bible says if you humble yourself, you'll what? You'll be exalted. But if you exalt yourself, you'll do what? You'll be abased. And who does the exalting and the abasing? God does that. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? I'm pretty awesome. I got it going on. Womp, womp, womp. Huh? He dealt with him, didn't he? And so doing as unto the Lord, it has no room for that. But what happens is sometimes, don't get me wrong, I want other people to think well of me. I want them to think that to know that I'm saved and know that I'm living right and all these things. But if I'm really living right, they will know that. That's the point. But if I'm doing it for the wrong reason, then they may or may not know. But I know, and most importantly, he knows. That's the problem. I've got to get that right. May God help us this morning. The Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, what happens? Even his enemies would be at peace with him. So what happens is, when you and I, as a child of God, when we zero in on pleasing God, sooner or later, those detractors, they can't even hate on us anymore. Those that say, he got it wrong, he ain't living right. Listen, all of us will have to face the negativity. All of us are going to have to face those that, when we want to live for God and do right, there's going to be those that are going to be trying to pull us down. Don't worry about that. Worry about pleasing God. Worry about pleasing God. And God will deal with them folks. But if you're pleasing God, he's going to make your enemies be at peace with you. May God help us. So what we want to do is we want to have a switch in our thinking. If we're worried about what somebody else is thinking more than what we're worried about what God is thinking, then Lord, help us switch our minds. Lord, help me to worry about what you're saying, what you're thinking. Some people get hindered in the way because of this.
Yeah. True.
You know that? Some people are truly saved, but they may be struggling. Yeah. They may have difficulty or whatever the case may be. And so then they're afraid to be around the people of God, and the enemy uses it. Well, let me tell you something about the enemy. I don't care what the weakness or problem is, he's going to try to use it to his advantage. And so our job is to try to take away anything that he can use to his advantage. Right? And so we as Christians, we have to have an environment that is encouraging and positive and uplifting. I'm not talking about, you are right in your sins. I ain't talking about that. Sin is still sin. Wrong is still wrong. But we want to, if you have a problem with sin, if you have a problem with wrong, then we should be a place where you can come and get some help with that. Yeah. All right? And it should not be a place where you come and you're so concerned about what other people are thinking of you, you can't hardly hear the message or get the blessing that you need. May God help us. All right? All right, so we're worried about what God thinks about us way more than what others think about us. And then that will, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all the things will be. So put God first, worry about what God's wanting you to do, and God will surely bless. Can you read verse number 13, please?
And the publican, standing afar off,
all right,
would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven.
All right.
But smote upon his breast.
Yes.
God,
be merciful
to me,
a sinner. All right. We're going to read verse number 14, but I want to touch on this just a little bit. Didn't take all the fancy words.
No.
Huh? He didn't forget what's the sacrifices of God? A broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Yes.
He knew. So they both came to the place of worship. One came with one attitude. One came with the other. This brother had it right. He said, "Lord, I'm not very good at all. Matter of fact, this guy just got finished telling you about how bad I am. But whether that's true or not, that's beside the point. I'm here to get the help that I need, Lord Jesus." Amen. Right? And so I don't know if he heard the guy talking about him or not. I don't know. He may have. But he was so focused in on, "Lord, I need your help. I want to please you. I want to know what it is that you want for my life. And so, Lord, this is what I'm here for. I don't care what other people think. I want to be what you'd have me to be." When we get that kind of mindset, that's when God meets us. Amen. That's when he does something special for us. The needs that we have, those begin to be met, because that's what God is looking for in you and to me. Do as unto the Lord. May God help us this morning. So he said, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Please have mercy upon me. The breath that you give me to pray with, you gave me that breath. The mind that you gave me to think with, you gave me that mind. The legs that you gave me to walk on, you gave me that. I can do nothing without you. I can do all things with you, Lord. And so I'm asking you, help me out, Lord. That's the attitude that we got to have when we come before God. When we go to do something for the Lord, something with the Lord, this is the mindset that God is trying to show us the mindsets of mankind. Do y'all get that? There are two mindsets. These are the two basic mindsets of mankind. We're going to have one or we're going to have the other. That's what this scripture is about. And so God help us to get this mindset. Lord, I'm doing this for the right reason. And I'm doing this for you. Would you help me to do it right and bless me? In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray. All right, read that last scripture there in 14, then we'll move on to some more reading.
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
All right. So what if we didn't read that scripture and you didn't know what happened? What would you think would be the one that got the blessing? Right? We already know these things because we're born with a conscience. We're born with a basic understanding. Right? And so God blesses us with that. What we have to do is we have to hone that and grow that and strengthen that. Because we are living in the last days. Right? We're living in the last days. And so therefore, the what we're up against is more blatant, more aggressive, more whatever you want to call it. It's more. I'll put it that way. And so what we want to do is, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And that is our baseline. Remember, Brother Paul and Silas, they were in jail and all that went down and the jail doors were open and the guy was going to kill himself. And he stopped the guy from killing himself. And the guy, he said, what would you have? What must I do to be saved? This is the mindset. Not just those that are not saved, but what must I do to remain in good standing with you, Lord? This is our mindset. Okay? May God help us this morning. Let's move forward. All right, Isaiah 26 and 3, and then before we reread that, I want to read something that I missed, and that's Romans 14 and 13. Somebody get Romans 14, 13 first, and then Isaiah 26 and 3.
Let us not therefore judge one another.
Yes.
Before,
yes.
But judge this brother.
Yes.
That no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way.
All right. So he's telling us how to do things. If I'm looking on others and others are looking on us, we're both hindering each other. Right? We're if I'm looking on others, how can I be looking at my problems and what I need the Lord to be doing for me?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we need the Lord to help us with that. And then notice that it put stumbling block in that scripture. What do you think that means, a stumbling block?
A hindrance.
It's a hindrance. It's something that, so these types of things not only hinder others, but they hinder us as well.
Right.
That's all right? And so God, so what was happening there is that brother, that Pharisee, he was so concerned about what the other people was doing that he didn't even see what he had going on.
Right.
You see? Right. So God wants to, he wants to help us with
yes.
that.
Yes.
He wants us to get rid of that type of mindset.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. What's the other scripture? 26:3 of Isaiah, right?
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace,
all right.
whose mind is stayed on thee, because
right.
he trusted in thee.
All right, the reason I repeat this is because sometimes people will tell us things that can discourage us.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the antidote to that. Here's the antidote. You want to go to heaven? You want to please God? You want to be what God has you to be? Then get your mind on Jesus.
Yes.
I will keep them in perfect peace.
Yes.
His mind is stayed on me because he trusted in me.
Yes.
Lord, whether I'm doing great or I'm not doing so great, I'm yours, Lord. I'm going to think about you. I'm going to think about your
yes.
love to me.
Yes.
I'm going to think about what you've done for me, what you're going to do for me, Lord. And I'm not going to let these hindrances that these Pharisees are trying to put in my way, I'm not going to let that hinder me from doing your will, Lord.
Amen.
We need something in these days and time.
Yes.
We need to know what it is that we need to do in order to be successful because we're going to deal with these types of things.
Amen.
May God help us out this morning. So what we want to do is, in order to make heaven, I believe that we're going to have this mindset.
Yes.
Lord, what must I do to be saved, to stay saved, to be a blessing, to be a help to somebody else?
Yeah.
It's not about me, Lord. It's about you, Lord. And so this is why I'm doing these things. And yes, I'm concerned about what other people think about me, but it doesn't take precedence.
Right.
It's not more important.
Amen.
It's not my priority
right.
when it comes to serving you. My priority is to pleasing you, Lord.
Yes.
I'm
going
to bless you.
Yes.
All right. We have a practical application, and then time has got away from us a little bit, so I'm going to sit down after this. But I appreciate your time and your attention. I mostly appreciate your prayers. Somebody go with me to Ephesians 6. We're going to read verses 5-8. Again, you've heard this before, but let's see if the Lord has something for us today. One thing I've noticed about us as human beings, we forget things and we need reminders.
Right.
So may God help us with that. And sometimes we just need it. That's all it is too.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6:5, somebody read that for us.
Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh.
Okay.
With fear and trembling, in singleness of heart as unto Christ.
All right.
Not with eye service as men pleasers,
okay.
but as the servants of Christ.
Right.
Doing the will of God from your heart.
All right.
With good will doing service
yes.
as to the Lord
yes.
and not to man.
Yes.
Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
All right. So this is giving us a practical application. Listen, sometimes our bosses or those that are over us. Sometimes people ain't easy to deal with.
Right.
And so what does the devil present to us?
Mm.
What does he present to us?
I'm doing the bare minimum.
Mm. I'm doing the bare minimum. Matter of fact, if he or she didn't tell me to do that, I ain't doing it.
Mm.
Normally, I would do it. I'd do it, I'd do that, and some other and everything else. But since they got acting right and not doing right, well, we'll see how that report is today.
Mm-hmm.
We will check the boxes, but that's all they get.
Lord bless.
What happens is people, it's hard to do sometimes because we're passive aggressive. We don't want to offend them. We don't want to get in an argument with them, but we don't like what they did or said to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the enemy, he wants to get us to take an alternate route to get our revenge.
Lord bless.
Yes.
We're not working for that person.
Amen.
We're not working for that person.
Right.
We have God help us.
Yeah.
Lord,
Amen.
You gave me this strength.
Yes.
You gave me this job. You gave me this, whatever it is, the school teacher's children.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not easy to deal with. I'm sorry, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have to realize that what God has given us, he said, whatever your hands find to do, do with all your might.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not saying that we're always strong. I'm not saying that we're always good at what we're doing. But whatever we can do to the best of our ability, we're doing it as unto the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the God is the one that's looking down. Mm-hmm. If you look at all these Old Testament scriptures of those that were promoted, Joseph was a slave. You understand? Daniel, he was a slave. He was in captivity. You understand what I'm saying? But they always did as unto the Lord, and the Lord promoted them.
Yeah, man.
The Lord wants to promote you and me. Why wouldn't the Lord want to put us in a good place? I'm not preaching health and wealth. I'm not preaching that. But if God wants to promote you, how can he promote you if you have a bad attitude with those that are above you right now?
Right.
So when you get in that position of promotion, you can't be mad at them. You was the same way.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm different than them. My personality is better than my boss. So. We got all kind of reasons.
Right.
Right?
Lord,
but God, he doesn't tell us any of that. What he says is, do it as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Do it with your best ability. Remember that I gave you what I gave you in the first place. I'm the only one. I put it on me. You preach your message. I know somebody did this. Let the Lord do his work. You need to come down and let the Lord do his work.
Yeah.
They might be praying at home. They might be on the internet somewhere hearing the message. You don't know, it's not up to you. Take your eyes off of that, Henry Grimes Jr. Take your eyes off of that. You do what the Lord tells you to do.
Yeah.
You know the enemy will discourage you.
Right.
You be doing some good and doing it for the right reason, and then people don't seem to be. They just don't seem to get it. Listen, they don't. Okay? Some people don't get it until the Lord opens their eyes.
Right. Yeah.
That don't mean you don't still do it unto the Lord
right.
With expectation that something is going to happen
Amen.
By the grace and help of God.
Amen.
If we allow what we see to discourage us, we may well all just go home right now.
True.
Because the enemy is going to make sure that there's going to be some pushback.
Right.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, help me. I want to do as unto the Lord. I want to please him. I want to live in a way that I want to make heaven my home, but I also want to live in a way that is, it's abnormal in these days and times.
Right.
I want to be a child of God and people
yes.
to know that I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Right, and know that when we pray and when we counsel and the things that we do, the Lord is helping us to do these things.
Right.
So there's value to this person.
Amen.
That's how I want to live before
yes.
the Lord. And so I'm desiring your prayers. I want to make heaven my home. I want you to make heaven too. I desire your prayers. You pray for me, and I will be praying for you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Brother Tavis, I have so much miss saying in the message that I wanted to say. I believe it's important. It's about when we're judging others and we're judging ourselves.
Yeah.
So it can work in the negative, it can work two ways in the negative. So one way in the negative is we're looking at others and we're feeling like we're doing pretty good because of what others are doing. And then the other way is others are telling us that we're doing well, and that ain't where God is with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a danger there in so many different ways. When we start judging ourselves by ourselves, we get into trouble because we can feel like we're doing good because others think well of us, and so we get in trouble because of that. And then the other way is we're looking down on others because we're doing better, we think, than they are. And that's trouble too. So I want to make sure that we understand God, when he gives us an instruction, it's for a reason. There's a reason behind it. So let God be the judge. Let God be the one
that it either is approving or disapproving of our lives, and then measure up to whatever it is that God has for you and I to measure up to, and we'll know that we're in good standing.
Amen.